SEIU Local 284 responded on Tuesday to ISD 200's latest letter sent to students' families on the status of the food service workers' strike, now in its second week. Union spokesman Hal Getz said that the union is still willing to negotiate.
Our message is still, we're ready to get back to the table and try to solve this strike and get the lunch ladies people love back in schools. In terms of the money, as we've said, we're not holding fast on our final number, but we can't move until we get to the table. Our final number and the district's last best final are about $170,000 apart over 2 years, total, all in.
Getz also commented on where funding for the union demands could be found.
The district, as the superintendent mentioned in his notes, is sitting on about $26 million in the bank right now. About $14.8 million of that is in their unassigned fund balance that's currently not budgeted for anything. The school board wants a little over $10 million in the bank. They want 2 months' expenses, which right now works out to about $10.2 million for them, which still leaves about $4.6 million sitting around in the bank, unassigned to anything above what the board says they want in the bank.
Dozens of elected officials from the Minnesota House and Senate have sent letters to Hastings School Board leaders and the Bureau of Mediation Services calling for the Bureau to get the parties back to the table and find a solution for a fair contract for the Hastings food service workers who have been on strike for 2 weeks as of Tuesday.